It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Happy Monday to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you. You have a purpose today. Live with intention. Strive for excellence. And take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. Thank you to the team I get to work with, producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. It's an honor to get to work with each and every one of you. Producer Steve, happy Monday to you.
You keep saying it. I'm not buying it. I'm putting it on that list of other oxymorons, airline food, military intelligence, and happy Monday.
And happy Monday. Okay, well, we've got a lot of great work to do. It's a Monday, and we've got to get to it. Colorado really is at the tip of the spear regarding the assault from the radical activist regressive left and the assault on Colorado and the assault on America. And that's why we need to get our brains around these issues and understand them so that we can engage with our friends and our family and our colleagues about these important issues. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And we have all of our podcasts and op-eds there as well. We did publish Alan Thomas, his op-ed that he was on Friday, No Freedom from Exemptions. And in light of what our bill of the day is, it is a really important piece about government picking winners and losers. How about that was never the way it was supposed to be in America, Steve?
You know, we talk about the bill of the day and juxtaposition with Alan's piece. You just got to sit back and ask, what does a government have about honest competition?
Control. They prefer to have control. They think that they know better than everyday people. And that's what's been so interesting about the whole American experiment, is the founders basically said, how about government treats everybody equally impartially? And that, in fact, they get to go out and keep most of the fruits of their labor and let's see what happens. Well, this great big idea of the American idea happened. And we still, right now, Steve, I know that we are actually still living on those great decisions that were made regarding free markets and fossil fuels. That's a affordable, abundant, reliable, and efficient energy and property rights. And those are three things that Rick Turnquist always talks about. Those things are what has made America great. We are at the pinnacle in America today of human flourishing and human prosperity. And we are seeing public policy that is chipping away at that. And that is why we are really in a real battle of ideas for our country right now, Steve.
Well, maybe we've been at the pinnacle for some amount of time, and now we're starting to slip down the other side.
We really are. And it's because of public policy. And a lot of people say, hey, I'm not into politics, but politics clearly is into you. And we've seen that when we've, through this whole, and I call it a scamdemic. And I don't deny that COVID is a real thing and that people do get ill with it. That certainly is true. But I have talked to so many people that have had COVID that have said, this is what we shut down our economy for. And so I call it a scamdemic because that is what the politicians and the bureaucrats and the interested parties have done. They've cooked the books on the numbers to scare the living bejeebas out of people. And then in doing so, they've been able to take more and more power and control over people's lives. And that's why I call it a scamdemic, Steve.
I'm no arguments here. I'm thinking of these entities that we've known for years, the FDA, the CDC, the World Health Organization, and at the bottom of the pile, Dr. Fauci, who just can't stop contradicting each other. And it's like, there's got to be something else going on here.
There has got to be something else going on here. And as each day goes by, we'll find out more and more truth. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing. I have these great sponsors. As all of you know, I buy my airtime for these shows, and that way I have total control over what we our guests and what we talk about. And I think that's really important in America today, because we're seeing many voices that are shutting down under self-censorship, if you will, Steve.
Well, there are days, there are times, and maybe a Monday morning is one of them. It's just so, it seems like it's so beyond me. I can't figure it out.
Well, that may be by design, but let's continue on here. My friends, look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Socialism ultimately comes down to force, and it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, or fear. And if something is a good idea, you should not have to use force to implement it. So let's go to our quote for today. And this is from Joseph Goebbels. And he was a German Nazi politician and a Reich Minister of Propaganda of Nazi Germany from 1933 to 1945. He was one of Adolf Hitler's closest and most devoted associates and was known for his skills in public speaking and his deeply virulent anti-Semitism, which was evident in his publicly voiced views. He was born in 1897. He died in 1945 of suicide.
You know, every time we talk about one of these guys, they all died in 1945. What's up with that?
I wonder. Could it be that the Allies were closing in on them?
Yeah.
But the good guys were closing in on them. Here we go. It says, there was no point in seeking to convert the intellectuals, for intellectuals would never be converted and would anyway always yield to the stronger, and this will always be the man in the street. Arguments must therefore be crude, clear, and forcible, and appeal to emotions and instincts, not the intellect. Truth was unimportant and entirely subordinate to tactics and psychology. Can you say Minnesota? What's going on with Maxine Waters in Minnesota?
Yeah, I've gone through this, and now I've just several times, and now I listen to you read it as well, and I can't think. My first thought is, this is diabolical. Diabolical. What the heck these people were doing in their analysis of human nature and how they could manipulate people?
Yeah. And yeah, it certainly was a science. And Maxine Waters has gone to Minnesota. As you know, there was the shooting last week, and it's tragic that it happened. It looks like, again, where's the due process that is inherent in the American idea in the Constitution? But Maxine Waters has gone to Minnesota, and she urges Minnesota protesters to stay on the street if Chauvin is acquitted in the Floyd case. And she's there stirring up trouble and again, appealing to emotions. And why? People in the inner city, people not in the inner city, we all want to make sure that we have safe neighborhoods. And getting rid of policing, I think, really affects the safety of our neighborhoods. And I don't think she's doing people any favors with what she's doing, Steve.
No, not at all. And now she becomes very problematic in my mind, because you hear the Republicans now threatening to draw up a resolution to expel her from the House of Representatives. That becomes a big issue for the Dems. Who in the world is going to defend her?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. But when people are elected to office or they take on a public office, they swear to the Constitution. In the Constitution, we have due process. Now, I know we don't always get everything right in America, but we must work towards this vision of the Constitution, the vision of the Declaration. And when you have a U.S. Congresswoman who is in the streets encouraging people to riot, and if they don't get their way in the judicial system, this starts to go down a very dangerous road here in America, Steve.
Yeah, her instructions was not only to stay on the streets, but also to escalate.
And destroy property. Look at all the ethnic businesses that have been destroyed through this last summer of all of these riots. Look at all of the ethnic businesses that were destroyed. It's just beyond me. But speaking, oh, go ahead. What do you want to say?
Well, we remember that video that surfaced from last summer, a black woman standing out in front of her totally trashed business. It was a bakery or a delicatessen or something, and just pleading with the onlookers, look what you've done to my business.
Yeah, it's terrible. It is just terrible. It is so easy to destroy something. It takes so much work to build something and to have these thugs come in. And a U.S. Congresswoman recommend this to destroy people's businesses is really, really wrong. I'd like to get quickly over here to the bill of the day. And this is absolutely astounding to me.
Is this for the entertainment portion or what?
21-1263. The sponsors are Representatives Roberts and Soper and Senators Rodriguez and Hissey, I think it is. Basically, what they're doing is it creates the Colorado Meeting and Events Incentive Program in the Colorado Tourism Office to provide rebates and direct support to eligible events and eligible personal events in Colorado to assist in the state's recovery from the COVID-19 scamdemic. An eligible personal event means a wedding, family reunion, or other personal event that takes place in Colorado between July 1, 2021 and December 31, 2021. You have to generate at least 25 paid overnight stays in a motel, hotel, vacation rental, or other lodging establishment. And you have to demonstrate a significant economic benefit for the host community as determined by the office and meets all this additional criteria. And then it offers rebates of up to 10% of the hard costs of an eligible event or eligible personal event. And then it goes through what the hard cost is. And you can have, it also offers rebates of up to 25% for COVID-19 related costs. Now, we have had basically politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, because of their reaction here in Colorado, many businesses have been closed. This particularly has hurt our mountain communities where they rely on tourism. So now we're going to take money from other Coloradans. And of course, I think a lot of this money is coming from the feds. So that's going to be our neighbors or our children and our children's children. And we're going to pay somebody for their event, whereas a lot of people may not even have money to go on vacation, but we're going to be taxing them. And we've seen all kinds of legislation and different things that are really affecting small businesses. They're just trying to stay alive. They're being taxed more and more and more. And now that money is going to be used to pay people to go on vacation. What do you think?
My first guess and my first read through it this morning is this designed somehow to make Colorado more competitive? And there's nothing to a degree. I get what they're thinking. But again, where's the money coming from is the bigger issue.
They're right. It's coming from us, or it's coming from our neighbors, or it's coming from our children. And quite frankly, there's something inherently wrong about this. Our unemployment fund is $1 billion in the hole already. And now we want to pay money to people for their vacations, their events. It's crazy to me. We're going to go to break, though. Before we do that, Hooters Restaurants is one of my great partners. They have all kinds of specials. You can go to my website, that's kimmunson.com, to find out what those specials are. They have to go dine in. Wednesdays is Wings Day, Kids Eat Free, all kinds of specials. And it's just a great place to kind of step back and not think about all these things going on and meet with friends. So check that out. We'll be right back. We'll be talking with Dr. Dana Chang with the Epoch Times.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is Dr. Dana Chang. She is one of the co-founders of the Epoch Times. And the Epoch Times printing presses were recently attacked in Hong Kong. Dr. Dana Chang, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dr. Dana Chang, the Epoch Times is... become a real target of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. And what happened in Hong Kong is really of great concern. Tell us what did happen.
A week ago, Monday last week, four intruders broke into the printing press of the Epoch Times in Hong Kong. The intruders used sledgehammers, smashed the computers and damaged the printing machinery. So the control panel was destroyed. So it took us a week to fix that.
And why do you think this happened?
And because Chinese Communist Party is afraid of truth. The Chinese Communist Party always said that there are two weapons they use to rule. One is a gun, another is a pen. So the propaganda is very important to them. They control all the media. All the media in China is Communist Party owned. All the social media, text message, and phone conversation, they are also controlled. So they're not going to allow independent voice. So in Hong Kong, when Hong Kong was given back to China in 1997, there was an international treaty that Hong Kong would stay with its own system, which is an independent system and free market system. It would stay with that system for 50 years. But halfway, Communist Party took over Hong Kong, basically. And so they are trying to suppress, shut down the independent media. Right now, only two media do not follow the communist narrative, which are Apple Time and Apple Daily. Apple Daily's boss, Jimmy Lai, was just sentenced for 14 months in jail. And the Apple Time press has been attacked five times.
Dr. Chang, this is the founding of America. The founders knew that freedom of the press was very, very important. I submit to you that we're having some sledgehammers in America as well regarding getting the information out. It's just more of a virtual sledgehammer, but I'm concerned about what's happening in America. What's your thoughts on that, Dr. Chang?
Yes, big techs are behaving more and more like a communist corporation, unfortunately. It controls media. It controls the voice. The communist media has several characters. One, it lies. It misleads people. Two, it divides. It purposefully creates a division in the society and use one group against another group. So it promotes a kind of a false narrative to divide the society. And the third function is is suppress other voices, is dominate with his own voice and suppress other voices. And I'm afraid there's some mainstream media and big tech companies in this country are behaving like communist media.
That's why the work that you're doing at the Epoch Times is so important. Are you feeling pressure because of what you publish?
Yes, of course. There are a lot of pressure, but that makes our work, which is to build an independent media, that's very meaningful.
Yes, I agree.
We got a lot of support from readers.
I know you continue to gain more and more readership all the time. I feel that there is an awakening in America to these tactics. And I think the Epoch Times is very important because of what you report. Are you feeling there's an awakening, Dr. Chang?
Yes. I think in the last 4 years, American people getting to understand this communist act, communist strategy, and not to the degree that it can drive communist element out of this land yet, but more and more people are getting to understand that.
And what about Taiwan? It seems that China, we've seen what's happened with Hong Kong. China did not keep their word. They can't be trusted. It looks like they're kind of making kind of some military signs, if you will, that they might make a play for Taiwan. What's your thoughts on that, Dr. Chang?
Yes, they are pressing Taiwan. They are sending military plan to circle around Taiwan and give Taiwan pressure. Communist Party has never stopped planning to take over Taiwan with force. They have never stopped planning that. The reason they have not made the move is because of America. Because they know that the free world, that Taiwan and America and Japan and Australia, all these countries in the free world would ally if communist China attacked Taiwan. So CCP feel is not strong enough to counter America in military. So they have not made the move. But recently, they feel that America is at a weak point. So they want to exploit this opportunity. They are trying to test Biden administration. If they make a move to Taiwan, will America really, you know, show the strength and get involved? And how determined is America to get involved in that? Well, I have to say, if CCP take over Taiwan, America and the free world will lose the military strength compared to CCP. That area control majority of the international shipping. And that's why Japan is very concerned, because Japan rely on oil shipping from outside. And that area is key to the international shipping.
And what about Australia? You mentioned they're super concerned about this as well.
Yes, of course. If they can make this move, Australia will be the next target.
Oh, my gosh. And where's India on all this?
India like to align with U.S. And that's why there's a small military conflict at the border between India and China, because India really want to align with the free world.
So, Dr. Chang, how, if America needs to be strong on this, and we've seen that the Biden family has significant ties with China, how's this going to work out? What's your thoughts on that?
During the Trump administration, the strategy, well, Trump made a significant change. It shifted the focus of America from Middle East to China, and that's a very, very important shift. And at this point, Biden administration has continued a lot of policies towards China, like followed Biden's, like Trump's policy when it comes to China, but not as strong as Trump. So Trump's policy is to compete with China in every area, but Biden is okay to compete in certain area, to cooperate in some other area, but it doesn't work this way. China is a communist regime. They ask their military and their people to be loyal to Communist Party first, not to the country first. So they don't care about people's life. And that's why they can do crazy things. So it's very dangerous.
It
so
is.
So you cannot kind of like oppose or compete with a communist regime and in some other area cooperate. You can never have agreement with a CCP, a Communist Party is a devil. They will never keep agreement. They just use agreement to defeat.
Right, right. Dr. Dana Chang, we have run out of time. I really appreciate you coming on and for the work that you're doing at the Epoch Times. And when will the printing presses be working again in Hong Kong? Do you have an idea yet?
Actually, last Friday, it resumed printing.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, good for you, Dr. Dana Chang. Stay in touch, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And Jason McBride, Senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management. It's a bit daunting when we hear what China is doing right now, Jason.
Yeah, well, you know, having your printing presses attacked and blown up and destroyed is, you know, one way to stop information that the government doesn't want to get out from getting out. And, you know, there's, as you said, kind of the same thing happens here. It just kind of happens electronically more than it does with actual hammers and destruction of equipment.
Jason, to keep these independent voices alive. And you are a friend and a sponsor of the show. Let's move over to the other thing that you do is you help people with their own economy.
Right.
And the market is at these incredible highs. Capital has to go somewhere. And there's been so much money that's being pushed into the economy. Seems like it's going into the stock market. And I love American business when American business likes Americans. I like that a lot. But at some point in time, there will be a correction. There always is. I think it's a good idea to sit down with you, have people, you know, test their risk tolerance and come up with plans that will work for them. I know there's different things out there that you can maybe kind of hedge your bets a little bit. I would recommend that people do that, with you, Jason.
Well, yeah, you know, Kim, and one other thing, folks can do, I'm reminded of, I had a really nice gal come in last week that was a listener to your show, and we just reviewed a couple of annuities that she already owned. And a lot of times people have bought these and kind of forgot what the features are on them or maybe never really completely understood how they work in the first place. And that's one thing that I feel I'm pretty good at is explaining how those work. So when, you know, folks are welcome to come in, no obligation, no high pressure or anything. And if you do have annuities you bought in the past and you've forgotten why or don't remember how they work, bring in your statement. If we have to, we'll call the annuity company together. And I'll tell you, for the first time, you'll walk out of our office understanding what it is that you own. And a lot of times I find, Kim, folks are pleasantly surprised by the features and some of the things they have that go along with those that they didn't even realize. Now, not always, and sometimes it makes sense to make a change, but again, we'll give you some good education on that, and you'll have more comfort with your own investments.
Sounds like a good idea. How can people reach you, Jason?
Best way, give us a call, make an appointment, 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600.
Jason, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one, Kim.
And we will be right back. We're going to be talking with Brigitte Gabriel. You talk about somebody that's passionate about what's going on is Brigitte Gabriel, and I want to talk with her about vaccine passports. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice out there as we dissect these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Remember, socialism ultimately comes down to force. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. And I want to talk with Brigitte Gabriel about force. Brigitte Gabriel is the founder of Act for America. She has a remarkable story. Brigitte, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. I'm delighted to be back with you.
It's great to talk with you as well. And Brigitte, tell our listeners a bit about your story. I know many of them know that, but I think it's important for context. So tell people about your story.
Wow. Well, I was born and raised in Lebanon, which used to be the only majority Christian country in the Middle East. Most people don't realize that Lebanon is a republic exactly like the United States. And what happened to us is we imported a foreign element into our country that used our open-mindedness and fairness and tolerance to topple our democracy. My 9/11 happened to me in 1975 when radical Islamists blew up my home, bringing it down, burying me under the rubble wounded. I ended up in a hospital for 2.5 months and later ended up living in a bomb shelter underground in an 8x10 room, fighting for my life, fighting to survive. And that's where I lived for the next 7 years of my life, from the age of 10 till the age of 17, robbed of my youth, crawling under bombs to dig out grass and dandelions that grew around our bomb shelter because it was the only greenery we had to eat. We lost our freedoms, and I ended up moving to Israel from Lebanon, and from Israel coming to the United States at the age of 24. And I've been living here now for 30 plus years. What I look at what happened to my country of birth right now, in a matter of 30 years, Lebanon went from being Paris of the Middle East, the banking capital of the Middle East, to now being completely controlled by a terrorist organization, Hezbollah. The people are starving. People are killing each other in grocery stores over a gallon of milk. This is how dire the situation is. So a republic, you have to be able to fight to keep your republic. It doesn't matter if you have a republic. If you elect the wrong people into office, if you make continuously one wrong decision after another, you wake up within decades. We're not talking centuries. We're talking decades where you literally transform your country from being the best to being the worst. And this is why when I look at what's happening in America today, my past is America's future unless America wakes up today and we turn the ship around. And that's why I'm so passionate about what I do and why I founded my organization, Act for America, for people to act, to become engaged, and to make a difference for the country.
Brigitte Gabriel, I'm shocked where we are in America today. And I'm very, very concerned. I think we have people in office that do not like America. They do not like Americans. And the public policy that we are seeing being pushed forward it's just unbelievable to me. One of these things is these vaccine passports. And I know that you've got an opinion on that. What's your thoughts on these potential vaccine passports? In fact, one of the person in Erie County, New York, has said, one of the officials there has said that he thinks that there should be vaccine passports to go to a Buffalo Bills game or a Sabres game. This is of great concern to me, Brigitte.
Well, and it should be a great concern to every single American, Kim, because we are literally now entering a totalitarian state where the government wants complete control over our lives, including putting injections into our body, experimental drugs. You know, when we go to college, they say, don't use experimental drugs, don't do this. Now the government is forcing people to take experimental drugs. Remember, it's not a vaccine. It's an experimental drug. And this is why they're calling it a vaccine right now. They're trying to fool people. Do you know right now, if somebody dies from taking the vaccine, they cannot sue the pharmaceutical company? Because this is not a vaccine. It's an experimental drug. And if you choose to take an experimental drug, you cannot sue the pharmaceutical company if you die. And so, this stuff, nobody's talking about it. But the government is pushing this on the people. And they are forcing the people, if not by military force, because they know they cannot do that yet with the American public. What they're saying is, okay, sure, you have option if you don't want to take the vaccine, but we're going to give a vaccine passport to those who are vaccinated to make sure those with a vaccine passport can go to baseball games, can go to work, can attend conferences, can fly on airplanes. It's all coming. And Israel is the model right now because they started implementing this in Israel back when the vaccine came out a few months ago. And so the Israeli government is literally using their own population as an experiment in mass. And right now in Israel, it is so bad that you cannot go to work. Your employer can fire you if you are not vaccinated. Your child is not permitted to go to school unless he or she are vaccinated. Your four-year-old children are not allowed to enter in kindergarten unless they are vaccinated. A pregnant woman is not allowed to walk around without vaccination. What they're doing to the population in Israel is incomprehensible, that this is being done in a democratic country. But they use it in Israel, and they realize, they can do it a little bit at a time, and then they can force the whole country to comply without really forcing the country by military force, by making it miserable for them to exist any other way. And so they're literally splitting the population into two, and we're starting to see the exact same thing. They're trying to implement the exact same thing in the United States, and we cannot allow this to happen. And I tell you why I'm so against it. In Lebanon, my country of birth, where I was raised, they put our religion on our national ID. You are either a Christian, a Muslim, or a Jew. And for the Christians, when the war started, they literally started setting up checkpoints. And if you're driving and they would look at your national ID and see that you are a Christian, they would get people out of the cars and shoot them in cold blood. Families, children, mother and father, four kids traveling, all dead, simply because they were identified by their IDs. It didn't end up well. So why do we want to give the government that much control right now to basically have access to our medical records, to our private information, to take everything, any privacy away from us and put it on a national ID that will be issued by the government to allow us to go to work? If they start doing that, what's to stop them from starting to go after people based on religion, based on other things? We cannot allow the government to have that much control. This is not China. We do not want to live in China. We are living in the United States, and we better speak up now while we still have a voice.
Okay, Brigitte, people say, remember when this whole 2 weeks to flatten the curve started, and then out here in Colorado, it has actually been very, very draconian. The governor has had just many, many executive orders, really. And what's interesting, though, is he has, I think, very good handlers. I think he's also politically very astute. And so it's kind of like he put his foot on the pedal, the draconian pedal, and then when people started, you know, it was hitting where people were starting to really, really push back, he'd take his foot off just a little bit, but just continued. But now, with what had happened in Georgia with Major League Baseball moving the game to Colorado, and that happened so quickly, my friends, you have to wonder how are these conversations going? It happened so quickly that it was coming to Colorado. I really think that it was a thank you to Polis for the draconian things that he's been doing. But we're seeing that people really are getting divided on, have you gotten the vaccine? I mean, that's a very personal question. When are you getting the vaccine? Instead of, and a friend of mine who's a doc has said, nobody talks about treatments. There's treatments to this. And the survival rate of COVID is, great survival rates on it. I know that COVID is a thing. I know people get sick with it, but the survival rate is great. There's treatments. How have we gotten to this spot, Brigitte Gabriel?
We got to this spot, Kim, because of apathy, because a lot of people thought it will never get to this point. That's what they thought, really, seriously. They thought, oh, my gosh, it will never get to this point in America. If we would have told any of our listeners a year ago that a year from now we're still going to be not talking about one mask, but double masking and three masks, and even if you get vaccinated, you still have to wear the mask and the double mask. And you are now talking about a vaccine passport, even though you are vaccinated, you know, and all of that stuff to be able to enter and do things. People would have thought we're crazy. They would have thought this will never, ever happen in America. America is different. We have freedoms. But what, it's like the theory of boiling the frog. If you want to boil a frog, if you throw a frog in boiling water, the frog jumps out immediately. But if you want to boil a frog, you put a frog in a pot of cold water, and then you turn the fire on. By the time the frog feels the heat, the frog is too weak to jump out. And that's where we are right now. But thankfully, we still have enough sense in us, because it's only been a year. We still have enough sense in us. And those of us who value freedom to say, jump up now, speak now, organize now, come together now. And that's exactly what we are doing. And that's why I called my organization Act for America. Not think about America, not wish for America, not hope for America, not pray for America. You can do all that, and you should. But without action, nothing happens. Act for America. I urge our listeners, if my message resonates with you, go to our website, actforamerica.org. Join us. Sign up to either join a group or start a group in your community. community. If there is no group near you, start a group. We will organize you. We will train you. We will mentor you. We will guide you. We will connect you with other patriots in your community, coming together and standing up for freedom and standing up to defend our Constitution, which gives us the rights that we have in this country. Our founding fathers gave everything they have, and most of them died broke to give us the country that we have today. The least we can do is have a backbone and stand up and use the rights that they gave us to peacefully and democratically organize together and stop this madness before it's too late, because we are losing our freedom right before our eyes, and it's not going to be very long before we lose them. Now is the time to speak up. So speak up. The left is screaming. You know, they say squeaky wheel gets the oil. The left is squeaking, and our side is sitting around, twiddling our fingers, reading articles on the internet, listening to talk radio, watching the news, and feeling so informed, and by golly, are we informed. But you know what? You need to take information, and you need to know what to do with it to impact change. And that's what we are talking about. Being able to make an impact in our local community on a local level, on a city level, on a state level, and on a national level. And we want to empower you to do that. Go to actforamerica.org and join us. At least sign up to get our emails and action alerts. Get involved, become an activist, or start a group so together we can make a difference for the country.
And Brigitte Gabriel, I would recommend that people do that. Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Brigitte Gabriel. Before we do that, Castlegate Knife and Tool, located right here in Sedalia, Colorado, is another one of my great partners. Keeps our independent voice on the air. They're a family-owned business, and they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. And whether or not you are a chef or a sportsman or a collector, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. They have a 10% discount all day, every day, for our military personnel, our veterans, and our first responders. So check out Castlegate.com. That's Castlegate.com. We will be right back with Brigitte Gabriel.
Controlling your own destiny. There are a lot of unknowns on the horizon with the new administration. Predovich & Company is here to help. Trusted professionals for all your bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. They've been helping her for years. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company works with clients from anywhere in the United States. Give them a call at 303-791-3000 to put Predovich & Company to work for you. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter as well. On the line with me is Brigitte Gabriel. She is the founder of Act for America. And Brigitte, I'm on your website, BrigitteGabriel.com. You have all kinds of news there as well. And what about the Biden administration? So much good had come from the Trump administration. When we look at like unemployment, I mean, economic freedom for people, black unemployment was at historic lows, Hispanic unemployment, historic low, women's unemployment, historic low, black home ownership was up 5 points. People were thriving and prospering. And here within basically 3 months, we're seeing so much that's being unraveled. And I'm concerned for everyday American people, just like you are. What on earth do we do about this? It seems like it's a freight train, this Biden-Harris administration trying to unravel the American dream. What do we do?
That's exactly what they're trying to do. And we know this election was stolen. We know this was a lot of fraud and shenanigan happening. But they have planned this all along. You know, they say an overnight success takes 20 years. They planned all this while the election was going on. I remember 3 weeks before the election. And Biden basically sitting in his basement, and I'm thinking, and he's not doing much, and he's not really going places, and I'm thinking, they are up to something. What is going on? How can they win an election with somebody sitting in the basement? But obviously, they knew what the result was going to be before the election even took place. So Biden right now is not running the country. The deep state is running the country. He's got operatives running the country. And we're seeing the ramification, because those who are running America right now believe America needs to be brought down a few notches, that we need to be on the rest of the world, on par with the rest of the world, like Venezuela. We are no better than Zimbabwe or Mozambique, that we all need to be on the same level. They don't believe in borders. They want free flow between societies. Everybody needs to come. The rich need to give to the poor so everybody can live the same way. And that we want to share America's wealth with the rest of the world. We hate wars. We don't want to have anything to do with wars, because if we like people enough, they're not going to fight. They're all going to live together happily after in the under the sunshine. And obviously, this is not reality. Right now, Russia is about to invade Ukraine. They are gearing up at the border. That whole disaster is about to happen. They're going to have war, and there's no one to stop them. Putin has nobody to fear. Putin knows he can do whatever he wants right now. The Biden administration is not going to do anything. There's no longer Trump in office to stop evil people around the world from doing evil things. Look at Iran and China. China and Iran just signed a 25-year agreement, partnership between the two, where they're going to share military training, military information, military and weapons equipment and research, as well as cultural exchange. And in return, China is giving Iran $400 billion, and that's with a B, billion, in exchange for oil. So Iran, the biggest terrorist country in the world, with its proxy army Hezbollah, who has committed terrorist attacks on four continents across the globe, is now going to be flushed with cash. We were worried about the $180 billion that Obama sent Iran cash in the middle of the night. China's giving them $400 billion. Just imagine what's about to happen to the world. So this all happened in such a short a time, because when there is nobody, when there's no buddy watching the hen house, you know, the fox goes in, everybody goes in, and they eat the chicken. And that's what's about to happen right now. And that's why, again, I go back to, we must organize. And with Act for America, you know, Kim, we are the largest national security grassroots organization in the country. We have 1.6 million members. We have helped pass 110 bills on the federal level and the state level. The last three election integrity bills that were passed in Arizona, as well as Georgia and Florida, Act for America was behind them. We were behind the bill that was passed in Georgia. We worked very hard on it. Right now, we are working on different bills in 20 states, election integrity bills. So that's why I urge people, even who are listening to us on the internet right now, if you are outside of Colorado and happen to listen to this on the internet later, go to actforamerica.org, sign up to get our emails and action alerts so you can be alerted when there is a bill coming down for a vote in your state, so you can take action about it and you can tell your friends to take action about it. That's the way we're going to win. The left was extremely organized under Trump. They continued to grow. We need to be just as organized and just as dedicated as they are to take our country back.
Well, and you said something, Brigitte, before we went to break, I think, about the founders, that they were willing to pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, and many of them died broke. And I have a lot of people that won't stand up, won't say anything, because they're concerned that they might be chastised at work or they might lose their job. Ultimately, if we don't stand up, there's going to be a lot of jobs lost, Brigitte, because I really see really dire things if we don't start to stand up against this, Brigitte Gabriel. We've got just about 2 minutes left. What's the final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
you can join us and you can be active to make a difference for the country, and nobody will even know that you are involved. You can host meetings in your home with your close friends, people who share your passion, and you can write petitions to your elected officials. Nobody at your job will even know you are involved. Nobody in your job will even know that you are active. This is how the left does it. This is how we do it. Nobody will know what activities you are doing, but you will be able to be putting pressure on your elected officials, identifying who needs to go, who needs to stay, who do you need to run on your local city council, on your local school board, on your local state delegates, run for precinct leader. You can do all these things without anybody at your work, not even your neighbors, knowing what you're doing. There are a lot of ways you can be involved. Even you can be a keyboard activist without even ever attending a meeting. A keyboard activist, whatever you do, do something. Developing a backbone is so easy today in the age of the internet. Everybody can do it. And that's why we want to activate people. Don't be afraid. Stand up and do something. All you have to do is make the decision to say, today it's my defining moment. I'm going to be involved. I'm going to make a difference for the country. And my voice is going to count. And that's what it takes to win.
Okay, Brigitte Gabriel, are you optimistic, pessimistic? Because I think that we are at such a historic time in the United States of America. What's your thoughts?
I am optimistic. I'm always optimistic because, you know, those who are optimistic always win at the end, because we see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that's what keeps us going and fighting, because without hope, people perish. So I do have hope because I believe in the American people, and I can tell you, we put out an email saying, you know, join a group, start a group. We recruited 360 groups since the beginning of the year, nationwide, people who said, I'm leading a group, I'm starting a meeting, I'm starting in my home, I'm joining as an activist. Right now, we have 135,000 activists, Kim. That's why I am encouraged, because I know the giant is awakening, and that's what it takes. That's what it took. It took the fraud that happened against President Trump and our votes being stolen in order for the American public to wake up. So, yes, a lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are becoming engaged. A lot of good things are happening. There is reason to be encouraged, and we're going to make a great difference. We are going to win in 2022. Remember, if the election is coming, it's not going to take much for us to win. And we're going to work our darndest to count in 2024 and take back our country.
Brigitte Gabriel, thank you so much for all that you do. That is Act for America. And it's always a great conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, and our quote for today, though, is from Joseph Goebbels, and we need to know what's going on here, and this is what he said. He said, a lie told once remains a lie, but a lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth. So we need to search for truth and not to be taken in by lies, my friends. So today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't say.